Okay, we're picking up three lines from the bottom of Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis with the words of Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is now qualifying the halacha of the Mishnah with regards to a woman who is remarrying based on an Eid Echad. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi ulekala loy chashinim. So Rav Ashi is pointing out that after the woman remarried, obviously she had the approval of Beis Din, and then there was this rumor, that the first husband is still alive, but we don't see him. So we don't have to be choshesh for this kol, this rumor that it appeared. So the Gemara asks, hey Kala, what type of rumor are we discussing? Ilim Kala Devasar Nesu'in, if you're going to tell me that it's a rumor that began only to circulate after the marriage of the second husband, Ha'amar Rav Ashi Chadazimna, Rav Ashi already told us, his wife's repeating himself, Da'amar Rav Ashi turning on to the next level. Now, Kol Kala Devasar Nesu'in, Loi Chashinan, we are not concerned with any rumor about a woman's status, which begins after her marriage. And the rumor that is assuming that she's usher to her husband. For example, Rashi gives an example, if a kohen marries a woman and then a rumor begins to circulate, she was previously a grusha or she was a zayna and she's usher to him, if they were already married, then we're not choshish for it. So that is the principle of after marriage. It's important to note that we do generally concern with a kol de la pasik. The Mishnah Gittin teaches that if a rumor is not stopping and a woman we have a kol that she has accepted kedushin, so then we asher her to marry anybody else until she gets a get from that man that the rumor had circulated from. Rashi is teaching us that we are concerned about such rumor only if rumors begin to circulate before the woman is marrying somebody else. But if she already married somebody else and then all of a sudden the rumor comes about, we would not ask her to the husband she's currently with. So since Rav Ashi already said this as a general rule, so the Gemara is asking, why does he specifically mention our case? So the Gemara says, because you might have said that since the woman approached the Beis Din for permission to remarry, and we gave her permission to remarry, that would be considered like a case in which a rumor began to circulate before her marriage, and then she would say aser, because you could say it's just a continuation. The very fact that Rabbanan required a woman to come to Beis Din to receive special permission with an Eid Echad, so that teaches you clearly that you ke'ilu have this rumor circulating already beforehand because they had to come in and permit it. So then you could say that if the rumor then comes about after she gets married that the husband's still alive, you could just say it's reigniting an old rumor that was before she really got married, and therefore I would have thought that it's aser. Kamash Mons Rav Ashi does have to teach us this is a little bit of a chiddush, that we don't view this rumor afterwards as if it was done before, and we permit her to stay with her husband. Okay, now we're next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Nisei Salpi, based in Teitze, if she remarried with the permission of the court, and when Eid Echad, she must leave both of them, and she's exempt from being a Korban Chatas. So says the Gemara Amar Zairi, Leisa Lemasnitzim Meditani Bei Midrasha. The ruling of our Mishnah, Lechora, is not accepted based on the Braisa that was taught in the Beis Medrash. What was the Braisa? Titani Bei Midrasha. They said in the Beis Medrash, in the Beis Medrash, Horu, based in Shishaka Chama, that if Beis Din had said that on Shabbos afternoon, all of a sudden they say that, oh, it's nighttime, and everybody relied on it, they thought it was nighttime, and they started doing malachas, and all of a sudden, they cleared up, levasof zarcha, at that end, the sun, right, they didn't have clocks and everything like we have, now it doesn't exactly know what time it was, so they thought it was really cloudy, they thought it was dark out, and all of a sudden they see the sun came out, and they saw that it was mamash midday, it was the middle of the day when people were doing malacha on Shabbos. So says the Braisa, Ein Zohara, that's not called an example of a ruling which is considered a ruling where she made a mistake. Ella Ta'us, this is only considered an example of a mistake. And this is based on the Mishnah and Orios, that the halacha is that if the court permits, if the Beis Din permits a certain maisa to be done, and someone acted with permission of the Beis Din, and afterwards the Beis Din realized that they had made a mistake, that person is exempt from being a korban chatas. And if in that situation, a majority of Klai Yisrael sin as a result of that halacha, so then they would bring a special halacha of parlam del Shiva. That is the whole Meseches Horios, which is only like, it's one of the shortest Meseches it's us, 13 blah, but that is the Mesech that discusses those cases. So now, in our Mishnah's case, so what we're saying is that the Beis Din's permission for the woman to remarry is not an example of a real psak, but rather just a mistake because the court was misled by the witness to the facts of what had happened. So therefore, according to the Braisa's ruling, the woman would be chayav v'chatas, and that would be in contrast to our Mishnah. Ziri is arguing that our Mishnah's case is also a mistake that occurred just to a simple, they just misunderstood facts. If the Beis Din did not rule that the woman was permitted to remarry, rather the question of whether or not she was allowed to remarry is dependent on whether the husband was alive. And they relied on the single witness that he was dead, but he wasn't. So therefore, it was evident that that was just a simple just mistake on the Metzias. And since this did not occur that based on a psak, but rather a just seemingly a misunderstanding of what the Metzias was, what exactly had happened, the woman is not going to be put there from a Korban Chatas. Rav Nachman Amar Harai, no, Rav Nachman says that that he's holding based on the Mishnah that really is a psak. It is considered a ruling, and therefore we would say that she is that the woman is in fact exempt from a korban chatas, and that would be consistent with the price, so they don't have to be sosur each other. As says Rav Nachman tated orahi, how do I know that this is correct? That this is a real formal psak, it's a real halachic ruling, because the v'chol ha'tayra kula eid echad lo mehemnin. As we know, and we've stated earlier in previous dapim, that one witness is not believed for darashav erev ha'acha mehemnin, yet we believe one witness over here, that was a midin darashav, is not chal. My time has said, what is the reasoning? It's because it is a full-fledged halachic ruling of the court, and therefore they're accepting that witness's testimony because they reason before the winner marriage, she's going to have her own right, she's daikum mitzvah, she's going to investigate the matter properly, and therefore when the woman's husband is coming back, it became evident that they had given up sock, that she was going to do a proper investigation, and they did not. So that really is not a fact of the Matzias, is that she didn't do her share, but that was based on their erroneous mistake. They made up sock that she was going to do that, and therefore is not considered a mistake of Matzias. Rather, I mean, obviously it was at the end of the day, but we're saying that rather the fact that they allow her to remarry is based on the fact that she, this halachic presumption, she's going to do a proper investigation, which she had not done. Therefore, the Mishnah's ruling is going to be consistent with the Braisa, and there's no stira between the two. And says the Gemara, now Amar Rava. Rava is going to go with his Iri's approach. Tate the Tawas. No, he's going the other way. I'll tell you the Araya that it's not considered a psak, rather just a mistake, because the Ilu Hora based in Bechelev Uvedam Leitera. If the based in had ruled with regarding a certain fat or blood that thought it was permitted to eat, which is obviously not, so then, and then all of a sudden they saw a reason to say that it's usher, and they reversed their psak, they realized that it was really usher, and then kiar, hajiv amr la'atir, then they go back and say that the blood is permissible, lo mashkichin and behu. Because if they return to the original psak, and they had the same exact reasoning that they had originally, and then, but they still had the reasoning why to negate it, so we obviously not going to pay attention to their retraction, because they have the second reason, which was disproving their reasoning. They didn't come up with a new time. But yet, over here, you have a single witness comes, and he testifies that the husband is dead. Sharina, and so then we bring her to remarry, I'll pay the basin, right? Asu trey asarana, so then two come and say that we know for a fact he's alive. We would forbid her to remarry. However, kiyadr asa ayd akhrina, Sharina le, but then another single witness comes and testifies the husband had died after the time the two witnesses claimed to have seen him, right? So Reuven comes and says that the husband of Sarah, Yisachar, has died on Sunday. And then two Edom come on Tuesday and said, he's not dead. We saw him alive and well on Tuesday morning, and they come on Tuesday afternoon. They said, we saw him alive Tuesday afternoon. Now, if on Thursday, we have Zvulun comes and says, I for a fact that Yisachar is dead. I saw him after only this morning, Thursday morning, I saw him dead. So that doesn't contradict the earlier Edom that said on Tuesday he was alive. He's saying, I saw him dead on Thursday morning. So then we would believe that witness. So therefore, we see l'chora, if a single witness is coming in that situation, then we were going to accept his edus. So that means, my time is because their first understanding was a mistake. We were to understand that the single witness testimony was acceptable. We assume that it was just a mistake in accepting the particular witness of the Beis Din, not that the single witness is not believed. Therefore, we're assuming it's just a similar mistake. It's not a mistake in psak, because a mistake in psak we said you can't go back to. But it's a mistake in Metziah. It's a mistake in Metziah. We said no. And once it's clarified that he really died on Thursday, not on Sunday, as we originally thought, that would be acceptable. But if it's really a mistake in psak, maybe we wouldn't believe that. So now the Gemara brings another raya for Aziri. Rabbi Eliezer suffered the Tosu. The Sana, as we learn in a brayso, so regarding a woman is rebarring based on the testimony of one witness. Rabbi Eliezer, Yikov Adina Sahar. Literally, that you should poke a hole through the mountains. Vitavi Chatas Shmeina, she should bring a fat Chatas. Meaning, we do not exempt the woman from a Chatas by arguing that she relied on the basin. Really, rather, we look into the matter and conclude that her was really just a mistake in Matzias, and therefore she is Chayav Korban Chatas. Now, if you assume that this was just a mistake in Matzias, that's why she's bringing a Korban Chatas. If the Beis Din had formally given her permission, based on a Psaak, why does she bring a Korban Chatas? She's relying on Beis Din. So the Gemara says, Dilma Kasav Rabbi Eliezer, Yachid Shasa Baros Beis Din Chayav. So this gets into a little bit of the halachas in the Gemara in Horios over there. The Gemara in the very beginning of Horios, the Beis Mamed, tells us that there's machlokas with regards to a Chatas of a Yachid who makes a mistake on the basis of a Psaak of the based in if they make a mistake. So the majority of the Chachamim over there, they hold that relying on the based in is not grounds to accept a person from Chatas. So therefore, maybe Rabbi Eliezer is following this shita, and he holds it really is a psak, but really we're saying that he's chayav achatas, because if you rely on basin, you are chayav achatas. So Gemara says, so then, well, what was imken yikov adinasar? What is this expression that you should literally be poking, making holes through mountains? Meaning, this expression, as Rashi points out, that implies that without this person looking into the matter very carefully, so then we're going to assume that the Mishnah's case is going to be, I would have thought the Mishnah's case is going to be pater from Korban Chatas. Rabbi Lezer is telling us that Ishi is in fact Chayav. Now, if he held that there is no reason for a Yachid or a Lies on the Basin to be looking in, to be pater from a Korban Chatas, so why would he have to say Yikov is Adin Azar to look at the matter thoroughly? Meaning, just assume that he's holding, you rely on the Basin, is not enough to say you're pater from a Chatas, you should be Chayav. So the Gemara says that that lechora would be a raya, that Rabbi Lezer really in fact faulted this idea that it was a tohusu. Okay, now we're analyzing the last point of the Mishnah. The last point of the Mishnah was horo bastinly nasei, if she lacked, and then she had was promiscuous, she was having bia. We're going to see what exactly which type of bia it is, but that was the shaila. She is going to be chayev in a korban chatas because she had bia eshes ish and she was not relying on the psak of basin. Says Gemara, my kilkel. What does it mean that she was acting improperly? What was she doing? Says Gemara, Rabbi Elazar Omer Zinsa, that she was having a bia's panei balpnia. She was having non out of wedlock bia, having relations with just the panei balpnia. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, Dafkan Israel, Man al Kohen Gadol, Grusha v'chalutza le Kohen Hedios, a divorcee to a Kohen Gadol, to a Kohen rather, an Amana to a Kohen, meaning the classic lavim are going to be what she had done. So the Gemara is going to flesh out what exactly is the Son of Machlokas. Man Damar Zinsa, according to Rabbi Elazar, who says that it's just out of wedlock marriage, and she's just having relations with everybody around us in the streets, Kol Shekein Amana le Kohen Gadol, then obviously, in the case of if she's having Bia of Mamish and Isser Dereisa, clearly she'd be Chayiv in Achatas, because that's Mamish Osir. Man Damar Amana le Kohen Gadol, however, Rabbi Yochanan, who understands that it's specifically a case of an Amana le Kohen Gadol, however, if it's a Panei Baal Pnia, Zinsa Lo, that would be a really case of out of wedlock marriage, out of Bia relations. She would not be chayav a korban chatas. Why, says the Gemara, my time? Because the Amra, she is going to argue, Atonu de Sharisa Pnia, you guys said that I'm a Pnia. You said that you're allowed to be a Pnia. So I had Bia, but at the end of the day, that announcement is going to say, is not excluding necessarily an act of it, that she's a single woman from having relations. However, when they say you can go back to then go have bia or relations with other people, when the basin said that, to have bia, they definitely were not saying she's allowed to have bia that's an isser deraisa, so then for sure, that would be usher. That would make sense, but to be a panel of bia would not be necessarily going to be chayev. As the Gemara cites a raya for Rabbi Yochanan, Tanaka Vasa, Rabbi Yochanan, however, Braisa supporting the Shita Rabbi Yochanan, Haru, Basin Lein Nase. If Basin ruled that a woman whose husband had died was testified by a single witness who may remarry, Valcha Vikilkalan, she had bia, and what was that? Kegon al Malach Kohen Gadol, Grusha Chalitza Kohen Gadol. His mamish examples, Rabbi Yochanan brings a Kohen Gadol to a widow and a Grusha Chalitza to a Kohen Hedyot. So we see over here, that's like Rabbi Yochanan, Chayeves, Bekorban, Alkol Bia Obila. She's going to be obligated in a Korban Chatas for every single Bia that she has with this because it's an Esther Dereisa. Divrei, Rabbi Elazar, that's the Binah Elazar. Chachorim, Korban Echal, Kol Akol. She's going to have one Chatas for all of them. Why should I have one? Because it's due to the fact that she had one lapse of awareness. Since all of them, right, the halacha is halamecha, they were all one lapse of awareness, so she thought her husband was still dead, and he really was alive. That's only going to be chayav in one korban chatas. However, they would agree, if she married five different men, then that would, even though it was one lapse of awareness, thinking her husband had died, she got married, divorce, married, divorce, married, divorce, so each time she has to be with a new husband, chayavas b'korban al kol echad v'echad hoyel v'guf and mechulakin. She'd be chayav a separate chatas offering for each and every person, because they are considered distinct bodies are distinct people, and the concept of gufan mechulakin, different people, would tell us that you're chayev in multiple korban chatasis. So therefore, they would agree in that situation, be chayev multiple. But really, the acre point was the first part of the braisa, which says clearly we're bringing an example of a man l'kohen gadol, grusha l'chutz l'kohen hedyos, as the example of someone who is chayev when she was promiscuous, when she was having bia, not necessarily the case of panu about pnuya. Okay, next, Mishnah, isha shalach baila v'nam nisayam. So if a woman went overseas, and they told her, your husband had died, and afterwards your child had died. So then, meaning, therefore, she's not going to be chayav in Yibum, because first she had, when the husband, it's all about when the husband dies. The moment the husband dies, there was already children in the picture. If there was a child in the picture, the halacha is, even if subsequently the child dies, the woman is not chayav in Yibum. So based on that testimony, Nisa, she got remarried. However, so then they had Edom came and said, really, it was the reverse. Two witnesses contradicted the original psak, and they said that really, you were chayav and yibum. So the halacha is going to be the following. The Gemara is going to discuss whether it was one Ed or two Eds, it said in the beginning, but either way, Tei says she has to leave the second husband because she was Yavam Lashuk, she was usher with him. Vavlad Rishon V'Achron Mamzer. The child who was born from there, from the first to the last, and where's the what's Rishon V'Achron? The Mishnah is discussing that she's going to be assuming a Mamzer. The Lafor, this is only a Lav, right? This is only Isra Yavam Alashukwa, is an Isra Lav, it's not Isra Karis. So this Stam Mishnah, the Gemara's going to point out, is the Shita of Rabbi Akiva that holds that even for Stam Lav, it would create Mamzeres. Amrullah, Mes Benech, if they originally told her, they first your child that died, and afterwards your husband died, and then she just did Yibum. However, then they figured out that it was the opposite. So what is Alecha? Teitzev, Avlad Rishon V'Achron Mamzer, the first one, or the last one, is going to be a Mamzer. This case over here is going to be Lekulei Alma, because that is going to be Eishes Achiv. Eishes Achiv is going to be an Isser Kares, and therefore, everybody would agree. Where was that children? That would be an Isser Mamzeris. Amar La Mez Baalech, if your husband had died, Veniseis. And based on that, she decides to marry another man. Really, he was alive at the time you remarried. Umes. And now only after the second marriage took place, Teitze, she should leave the second husband. Vlad Rishon Mamzer, and the child who was conceived after the first is a Mamzer. V'achron in a Mamzer, and the last one is not a Mamzer. The child who was conceived before the first husband actually died is a Mamzer. The one who was conceived after the husband died is not going to be a Mamzer. So that would be a Shaila in this case, which would be a Mamzer Midarabon. And Pasha says maybe yes, but that's Machlokas Rishonim. Amr La Meis Ba'alech, if they told her that your husband had died, and then Niskacha, she did Kiddushin, Ba'alad, her husband came. Mudaris Lachzor, she only had done Kiddushin, so then she permitted to go back to the original husband. Alpha Pesh Nasan Achra Get, even if the last one she became married to, she gave her a get, loves Hasselman Akuda, because that's not even called a form of any get whatsoever. It's not even a Reacha Get. There's a concept of Reacha Get based on the Gemara in Gittin, but teaching us that there are certain Gittin that it would given would still pass her from a kahuna. Here, since she was not married at all to this guy, the get has no chalos whatsoever. Even if there's a pasul get that the husband gives to the wife in certain circumstances, that's what's called the reacha get. Machlokas Rishonim, that's a din d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. But either way, the idea of reacha get passes her from a kahuna. But here, there was no marriage whatsoever, so the second gives her a get, there's no chalos to it whatsoever. At Zudar Rosh Abelazar ben Amasya, you learn this from a pasuk. The Isha Grusham Isha, and the Kohanim should not be taking marriage. A woman who divorced from her husband, below me Isha, no Isha. If she gets a divorce, she gets a gift from some random guy who's not her husband whatsoever, like this case over here, she would not be Pasul Kahuna, and he learned it from this Pasuk, and that's not even called Reach Haget. So says the Gemara, what is this lesson of Rishon and Achron over here in the Mishnah? My Rishon and my Achron in the Mishnah, first and the last one, that we said the Rishon is a Mamzer, the second one is not a Mamzer, Ilim Rishon is the first one, Lifnei Shmua, that before they got it, and last one is Achr Shmua, after they heard that the husband's really alive. Lately, have Vlad Mamzer, the Mishnah just say that the child is a Mamzer. It doesn't matter, any child who was born to the second husband, whether they found out about it or not, they could be Chayav Mezer or Shogeg, it doesn't matter. Even if they're Shogeg, they're going to create Mamzerim. So says the Gemara, Meshum Dekabai, Lemisna Seifa, since the Tana needed to teach us the latter case of Amrula Mez Balech, if they told her your husband had died, Venises, and based on that testimony, she married another person, V'acharkach Amrula Kayamaya, really, he was alive when they remarried. Umes, and he died only after the second marriage took place, Harishu Namzer, the child conceived before the first husband died as a mamzer. So we're just mentioning Aga, the second case in the Mishnah of Achron, Ein Mamzer, Tanam Risha. We just keep it stylistically the same. Risha and Achron, Mamzer, even though you're right, there's no Nafkamina. Both cases are clear. There's no distinction whether it was Mezer, Choga, they find out about it, they didn't find out about it. But just to keep it stylistically lined up with the next case of the Mishnah, that's why we mention it. So now the Gemara talks about Tanar Banan and Raisa, Zudu Rabbi Akiva, that this halacha that in the Mishnah is the lords of Rabbi Akiva holds that there's a Chayav Elav and are going to create Mamzeris. Chaya, Omer and Kedushin Tosim, Chayav Elav, because he would say that Kedushin do not take effect with the woman is Asr by Isr Lav, and Nela would also come out, is that there'd be it would be Mamzeris as well. There would not be a Yavama, would not be creating the din of a Mamzeris. Why did the Chavim say that a Mamzer is not going to be Shayach to a din of any Lav? Why do they have to use a statement that there's no, that there's in Mamzer be Yavama specifically? So, Hai Taina, Haach Tana de Rabbi Kiva. This Tana is actually understanding the Sheet of Rabbi Kiva. The Amr Machayav Lavin de Sheer Ave Mamzer, who understands that even according to Rabbi Kiva, that the Isser, then Isser Doraisa doesn't always create Mamzer. Only an Isser Doraisa that is producing a Mamzer in certain cases of Sheer, where it's incest. Mechayav Lav agreed to love a Mamzer, but just a Stam Lav, not necessarily an incest type of relationship, is not going to create a Mamzer. That's a Machlokas within the Sheet of Rabbi Kiva. What type can create, what is Isser Lav? Meaning like, a woman who has a father who the father was the father has bia with a random woman who is not out of wedlock bia. So then the man wants the son wants to marry this woman. So that's an iser daraisa. So that would be a lav which is not going to be an iser kares. So that would be lachor and also chalutza that would those cases are going to be an iser lav but not punishable by kares. That would be they understand that that would not necessarily that would not create mamzerim. So that would be the shita. They understand that was shita within Rabbi Kiva, but in Harami, the Tanakam would hold that all of them don't create any. Would not be create any minimum zero. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, turning on to the next. Now, Amar Rav in the name of Rav. Minayim shein kedushin tosin biyavama. Where do I know that kedushin does not take effect with the yavama if someone other than her yavama attempts to marry her? Shenemar losia isha zamesa chutzal ishar. It says that the wife of the person who had died should not be outside to literally a stranger. So that implies Losa Havaya Lazar. This is according to Rabbi Kiva. Would understand that there is no marriage. It's not tofsin. This is a raya for Rabbi Kiva. Shmulamra be'anusana because of our literally poorness. Meaning we don't poorness in understanding Torah. We don't know if that's really understanding of the tzricha get. You require a get from the second husband because he's not sure if we should hold that way. This is a big shaila. Are they only handling within shitas Rabbi Kiva, or are they understanding that this should be within their own shitas, which would be that they are at least choshes for shitas Rabbi Kiva lechatzila masafkele shmulai losia leisha. But either way, meaning we see clearly that when it says lo siyesh is amazed, does it really mean ilalav utas? The teaching is Islam. There's an alav that a man is not allowed to marry a woman who is waiting yavam alashuk, who's waiting. Right, Reuven dies, who's married to Sarah, and she's waiting either there be a for Yibum or Chalitza of Shimon. So all the while she's waiting, is it just telling her that there's an Isser Daraisa for Yisachar is not related to her to have Bia with her? Or is it telling her that the Kiddush is not Tosh in whom? That's the Safik. Oh, the lo tasu be Kiddushin hu da'asa. That is the Safik of Shmuel. So again, Shmuel is not sure which way we should take it. So therefore, we see that Rav and Shmuel are disagreeing with the Kedushin. The Yavam takes effect upon the Yavama. Again, that we pointed out, it's not clear whether they're understanding this within Shitas or Bekiva, or this is generally how they hold. This is a big Shaila. Lamaisa, the Rambam, if I'm not mistaken, the Rambam Paskins, like the Shita of the Chachamim, who hold that that really only a Isser Kares would be in effect going to create Mamzerim. However, Tosos seem to understand that according to Rabbi Kiva, that certain circumstances that both Rav and Shmuel agree that according to Rabbi Kiva, Kedushin would not take effect, and the child would be Mamzer. They're arguing with respect to what the Chachamim hold in this case. Rav holds that the Chachamim and the Kedushin does not take effect with the Avama. That would be interesting. However, they would hold that Kedushin will not take effect. They do not hold the child to be a Mamzer. So they make a Chilak according to Tosos. So that's interesting. They handle it. They think they're within the Shita of Chachamim, but not saying that it's creating a Mamzer. The Kulyama wouldn't be a Mamzer. Interesting Shita of Tosos. Says Gemara. Amar Le Rav Mari Barachal, Rav Ashi, Rav Mari Barachal says to Rav Ashi, Achi Amar, Amimar, this one. Amimar said, Alcha, Kavasay, the Shmuel, Alcha, Val, Shmuel, you should give a get Lachumra. Says Gemara, Amar, Rav Ashi, Ashi, the Mara, Amimar, Alcha, Kavasay, the Shmuel, I said, Alcha, like Shmuel, Ima, Yavama, Koyen, if a woman's Yavam was a Kohen, another man went and married this lady. So then, Cholitzla, the Yavam has to form Chalitzia Vesharla, and then is permitted to remain with the original husband. Meaning that if a woman has a Zika to Yavam, who is a Kohen, she marries another man, she's allowed to receive Chalitzia from the Yavam and remain with her present husband. In order to undergo Yibum, she would require a get from the second husband, and accordingly, Shmuel's halacha. However, once she receives the get, she'd be a divorcee and become usher to the Yavam, who is a Kohen, since she's otherwise going to be not able to do Yibum. So it's preferable for her to receive Chalitza and remain with the second husband. So the Gemara says, "Itkor itkor." Should the husband be profiting from his avera in kibbutzinu choten iskar, because then he's going to be rewarded for his avera? Meaning, Sarah was married to Reuven. So then Reuven died without any children, so she is bound to Shimon, the brother of Reuven, and now she gets married to Yisachar. Yisachar did an avera. Why should we be helping out Yisachar by allowing Shimon, who's a Kohen, to do chalitza in order that she can go back to her original husband? To go back to the original, go to the second husband to Yisachar. He violated an avera. Why should we be helping him out over here? So says the Gemara. Rather, Rav Ashi is talking about a case that if the woman's Yavim was the Yisrael, non-Kohen, nosin sheni get, the second husband gives her a get, v'uchalo, she's permitted to her Yavim. So he's understanding that we're not talking about a case of a Kohen, rather because of Chotan Iska, rather we're talking about a case over here that her marriage to the second husband wasn't Chal, and therefore that's the case over here. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Gidel, Amar Rav Chia, Bar Yosef, Amar Rav, Yavama Kedushin Einba. Respects to Yavama, the lacha is that Kedushin is not effective in her. Nisuin Yeshba, but Nisuin is effective in her. So Gemara says, E Kedushin Einba, if Kedushin is not effective in her, Nisuin Nami Einba, then should also be no Nisuin either. So Gemara says, Ema Kedushin Ve Nisuin, but you're right. Say that Kedushin and Nisuin are not effective in the case of Yavama, she does not require a get in either case. Viva is Ema, my Nisuin Yeshba. What does it mean by Nisuin? She has Nisuin Kiznus, and it's like Kiznus that she's having also relations. In regards to prohibiting her to the Yavam, she's going to be a Sota to her Yavam. A woman who's waiting Yavam. In our example, we have Reuven who dies and her children. Sarah is waiting Shimon. She has Bia with Yisachar. She's Asur Levam. She's Asur to Shimon to do Yibam. We no longer can marry her in Yibam. He can only do Chalitza at that point. She is like a Soto. She's Asur to the Yavam. So that's what we're saying over here. That's a Chiddush. By saying Alam Kedem Meikara, or we said originally Kedushin Ain, but she doesn't have Kedushin, but Nisun Yes, but she has some form of Nisun. What does that mean? That she would require a get. The Michlov of Isha Shal Chabalam Nisayam. People are going to get confused with this case in the case of a woman who's going overseas, and therefore Rav would require this Yavama to obtain a get. She undergoes Nisun, and therefore because people are going to get confused with the other case of people going overseas, so he requires a get also over here. That would be the case over here. Says Gemara Rav Yanai. The Chaburin and the Megamru in the Beis Medrash, they voted in Kedushin Tosin Yavama, that Kedushin is not Tofes for someone other than the Yavam. It doesn't work with the Yavama, as we said. This is many understand that this is even for Chachamim, that it would not work even for the Chachamim. Says the Gemara Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe, Lomash Asinuzo, Lechora, isn't this a Raya from our Mishnah? He said Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan, Lechora, this is a Raya from Mishnah. Our Mishnah's been doing it like this. It's not our Mishnah told us. Our Mishnah, the Mishnah, not this Mishnah, but Mishnah Kedushin tells us, Omer Lisha, Re'at Mekudeshes Le'achar Shizgaya. If a man says to a woman, I'm going to marry you, please take this Kedushin money after I convert. He's a goy. La'achar Shizgaya, or after she's a goy, and she's after you convert. La'achar Shizgaya, or she was he was a slave and he's going to be freed in a few weeks. So it's after I'm freed, he's ever K'naini. La'achar Shizgaya, or she was in the Shifla K'nainis, and it's after you freed. La'achar Shiyamas Balek, or after your husband dies. La'achar Shizgaya, or after your sister dies. Or after your Avon Parm's Chalitza with you, ain't a Mekudeshes. In all these examples, she is not Mekudeshes, even after this event takes place, because at the end of the day, you could not marry her in the state that she's in, and therefore, it's not going to be Chal. What do we see, though? The case mentioned was the last one, La'achar She'achlot Zivimech, is not Chal, that after your Avon performs Chalitza, we see clearly that Kedusha does not take effect between the Avama and someone other than the Avam, because if it did, then this Tanai should work. So therefore, this proves Rav Yana's statement that Lacha is with Rav to be correct, but it's Beferish Mishnah. So Rav Yana says, Amr le ilav de deloy lach chaspa. I not literally brought this chaspa as like shards of pottery that are worthless. To say what you've not found the pearl underneath it, meaning that Rav Yana is responding that if it was only the idea that the Kiddushin is not topes by Avama, that's Rabbi Yochanan that brought this raya from the Mishnah. Had he not heard it, Rabbi Yochanan would have understood the Mishnah's teaching differently, and really this raya is brought from the Mishnah, and we see that this would be the case over here, and I helped you figure out that this is a diuk in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, I love the Kalisar Gavra Rabba. If Rav Yana had not praised you, Hava Mina Lachana, I would have thought, Mastisan Rabbi Akiva, our Mishnah follows the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, Damar Ain Kedushin Tosin, B'chaya Lavin. Maybe it follows that Shita is the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, all the stipulations not Tosin B'chaya Lavin. And therefore, if it had been to the Shita of Chachamim, really the Kedushin would be Chal, and that last statement would in fact be a machlokas. The Chachamim would hold that the case would over there, that Kedushin would be Chal in the last case. They would agree with the previous ones, but that case they would disagree with. So the Gemara points out the Rabbi Akiva, but if the Mishnah is reflecting the Shita Rabbi Akiva, Ki Amar Lach Achar Sheyechlot Yivamech, when he says to her, after Yivam performs Chalitz with you, Litvis HaKedushin, her Kedushin should take effect with her, Tahash Amin and Rabbi Akiva, Damar Adam Mekan, Davar Shalab Olam. But Rabbi Akiva should say that it's chal in the cases, definitely in the case of the Yavam, that there's a concept that a person can acquire something has not come into the world yet. This none we learn in a Mishnah in the Darim. The Mishnah says the following: Konim Shane Ose Lepicha. A woman says to her husband, Konim is a lashon of a neder. In our case, the woman is attempting to restrict her rights. We know that part of the ksuba is the husband gives mizonos, and exchange for the mizonos is the fact that he receives the ma'aseh yadayim. So if she tries to, but she doesn't want to give the ma'aseh yadayim anymore. Konim is a lashon of a neder, lashon of like a korban, meaning that it's saying that this thing is asur to me, meaning that she's saying, Konim, my osa lepicha, my things I do is going to be asur to you. In tarach la'efer, the husband does not need to do taras tadarim. Generally, a man, we know, is allowed to do ataras tadarim on his wife. Here, however, the husband does not need to annul the vow because it's in effect that the woman doesn't have the right to remove this ma'aseh yadayim from the husband. It's part of the tanai ksuba, but she doesn't have the right to do it, so she doesn't even need to do ataras tadarim. Rabbi Kiva Omer Yefer, Rabbi Kiva says that she should do ataras tadarim, ataras tadarim, because shema ta'adif alav yosim in a right. Lo, this is katsub hava dafa. A normal amount. The woman, generally, that's whatever we take the average salary. A woman normally makes $50,000 a year, whatever, $100,000 a year. This woman, she was a crazy real estate lady, and whatever it was, she made $3 million a year. So she's not chayav to give him the $3 million a year, she's chayav to give the normal amount. If she has hadafa, she's able to make more than the amount, that excess amount would come in her state, would be hers, and the husband, Taka, would have no right to it, because that's not part of the mezonos of him supporting her, that's not in the Tanakh Ksuba. So Rabbi Akiva's understanding that if it goes beyond that point, the husband would have no claim to that, and therefore, Taka would be usered to him, so therefore, he should do a taras to darim, because if he doesn't daras nadarim, then he would be able to remove this iser to him. The Rabbanan, however, understand that if there is even if there's a dafa, that belongs to the husband. Therefore, even that would not affect it. Now, lechora, in this case, Rabbi Kiva's shita, the neder would affect something which has never been in the world. We're assuming that she's producing fields, whatever it is, not exactly real estate, like I said. A case where she's producing something, and therefore that act is something that's not been in the field. She's producing oranges. She has these amazing oranges. So the oranges haven't grown yet. So there's something that's shalo bala olam, whatever it is. And therefore, we see that that shita can affect Rabbi Kiva because he holds that something that's lo davar ba'olam is chal. So the fact that this husband was usher to you right now, it doesn't matter. Lo bala olam, but when he becomes mutter to you, when this lady becomes mutter to you, that should be chal according to Shitas Rabbi Kiva. So says the Gemara, Rish Lakish defends it could be Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva agrees that davar shalom is asr. But here, Haitmar Allah, regarding this Mishnah, Rish Lakish already told us that Amar Ravuna Brei Rav Yeshua, that Ravuna in the name of Yeshua told us, but Omer Sikach Yudai La Osam. The Mishnah is dealing with a case where the woman says, Lashon, let my hands become usr to their master, meaning in a case where the neder is regarded to something that does exist, her hands, that what she creates with her hands is going to be usr. She makes whatever, jewelry, pottery, whatever it is. And these things that she creates, her hands are in, is a davar shalom. And therefore, it's not considered an issue of Davar Shalom. Rabbi Kiva would agree, Davar Shalom, you can't make an edit for it. And therefore, he would also agree that Davar Shalom, you cannot make a Kedushin for it. And this would be Shitas Rabbi Kiva, that Mishnah. And that would defend the Shita of Rish Lakish. It's not necessarily a Raya that we hold of that the Shita was Rabbanan. Maybe it could be Rabbi Kiva. Okay, Rabbi Shalom, I'll pick up a plea gate. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, and tomorrow's daf.